In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them. He said to them, "Peace be with you," and showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. And he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they are retained." Thomas, called the twin, who was one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. When the disciples said, "We have seen the Lord," he answered, "Unless I see the holes that the nails made in his hands, and can put my finger into the holes they made, and unless I can put my hand into his side, I refuse to believe." 8 days later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. The doors were closed, but Jesus came in and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he spoke to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look, here are my hands. Give me your hand. Put it into my side. Doubt no longer, but believe." Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You believe because you can see me. Happy are those who have not seen me and yet believe." There were many other signs that Jesus worked, and the disciples saw, that they are not recorded in this book. These are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing this, you may have life through his name. The Gospel of the Lord. It is now 8 days since the news of Jesus' resurrection broke out, and we have continued to read of different reactions to this news. As one would expect, the disciples themselves have not fully come to terms with how quickly the drama has changed from what seemed like a state of total darkness and hopelessness to a sudden burst of sunshine. Everything happened so quickly, too fast for any single mind to comprehend. And so, Thomas makes bold to let out his own inner struggle, his inability to catch up with the pace at which everything was happening, perhaps his anger at the way the other disciples were trying to compound his frustration by insisting that the Lord had risen. This same Lord who dashed their hope when he let himself be taken for a criminal and killed, how could he possibly have risen? Thomas found that too much to swallow. He would not let himself be cheated or deceived a second time. He was too naive to believe that Jesus had all it takes to rescue Israel from the Romans, that Jesus had let them down. He wasn't going to get caught in some cheap story of resurrection without a proof. Thomas said emphatically, "I refuse to believe." It was at this high point of confusion in Thomas's life that Jesus appeared and addressed him personally. "Put your finger here," Jesus said to Thomas. "Here are my hands and sides. Doubt no longer, but believe." Thomas's courage to let out his inner struggles won him the opportunity of touching the resurrected Christ. No one else had done so before now, because Jesus said to Mary of Magdala and the other women, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father." What a fortunate man Thomas was to have received such an exceptional attention from Christ. Jesus proclaimed, "Happy those who have not seen him and yet believe." those who will have faith to continually recognize His presence and see Him at work, even in the darkest moments of their lives. But in order to keep such faith alive, we must have courage, like Thomas, to let out our frustrations and struggles. It is only when we make this known to Jesus in prayer that we can experience His divine mercy, that mercy by which He stoops down to meet us at the point of our need. When we let out the heat within, like Thomas, we find His mercy, we find His peace.